high where tensions arise.
And you're listening to IRC FM. IRC
FM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 31 of IRC FM Metal Monday. Down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday at 11 on IRC FM and also Trax Radio. On this week's episode, we have music supplied by Black Frog Management, Juice Management and Promotion, and Rock and Growl Management, and also from the artists directly. After last week's episode, I went on to Cyclopedia Metallium, otherwise known as Metal Archives, and I went through some bands and I found some from some regional areas of Australia. So many bands to search through, I think I'll be there for quite some time. So we have a great range of music for you from Australia and beyond. We're going to kick things off with Cry for Eden. They're actually from Portland, Oregon. Their first debut concept album, The 11th Hour, centres around the theme contemplating the human condition in modern times and promoting positive values in life. This project was created to promote awareness and understanding of the times in which we live and to share a positive view about the changes that we can make in our life to positively influence other people. Change occurs when we ourselves look within and make a change first. Example is better than precept. Cry for Eden asks each one of us to question our own life. What is our purpose for living, for the things that we do in life, and how does that affect other people, the environment, animals, etc.? Is it positive or negative? So let's find out if this song is positive or negative for you. From Portland, Oregon, actually one of my favourite places in the world that I should get back to soon. This is Echoes of Eternity. Thanks, Modus.
Thank you.
the great Jeff Bowes and make them bread.
And you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM's Metal Mondays.
Indeed you are, Emotus. Indeed you are. In that particular set, we heard, to start off the episode, we heard Cry for Eden with their song Echoes of Eternity. After that, we heard Deliverance, They Pray with their song Loathe, Deprivation with their song Strain, Ares with their song Rigor Mortis, and the last song that we just heard, All Gods Kill with their song called Worm. So let me tell you about Deliverance, We Pray. They're from Warrnambool in Victoria, which is heading out towards the Great Ocean Road that many overseas people have heard about. They are the band Deliverance We Pray is a result of a handful of five musicians whose views and passions in regard to today's metal scenes are that of the same. In March 2010, they released a three-track promotional demo featuring The Unspoken Word, The Cold Sets In, and Deliverance We Pray to their audiences via live shows, heavy advertising, MySpace website promotions, and other outlets that the bands had at their disposal. In late 2009, early 2010, they played various headlining and support shows in their hometown and elsewhere, with bands such as Five Star Prisoner Cell, Internal Nightmare, Scar the Surface, Contrive, Meticulous Despoilment, The Departed, Feed Her to the Sharks, that's an awesome name for a metal band, Celebrity Morgue, Dead Nought, Monolith, and Hemonic. They single-handedly stamped their name on the heavy metal scene in both rural and urban areas throughout Victoria. So that was Deliverance We Pray. That was followed by Deprivation, who just up the road a little bit from me in the other direction. They hail from Orange in western New South Wales, out there in the bush. This melodic thrash metal band has toured the country extensively since their beginning in 2006. They released an EP in 2008 called Rebirth and Shared the Stage. Now, some of these bands I've actually featured on this show, or I'm looking to see them live. Frankenbock, The Amenta, The Berserker, Double Dragon featured those guys, and they headlined Very Metal Christmas last year. Truth Corroded, Lynch Media, Day's End, they headlined Very Metal Christmas 2010. Five Star Prison Cell, hey, I just mentioned those guys. Frenzel Rom and Carnival, who I saw last year and I'll be seeing again mid this year when they come to Sydney. They released their debut album, Amalgam, in May 2011, which is cool. Aries are from the wasteland of Australia's industrial southern sprawl. They're from Morwell in Victoria. They were formed of the remnants of the great metal implosion of the second millennia. With their roots in thrash, death and power metal stylings, the core members of Aries, brothers Dorian and Fabian and their Conrad Alex, sought to re-establish the forgotten art of progressivism in the metal scene. Emphasising ground-shaking vocals, double kicks that go for the face and crunchy fingerwork that's anything but subtle, they seek to reintroduce metal to the public pre-core age. And so that was Aries. Their first album was called War of the World. And that was cool. And to finish things off, in that particular set, we heard from All Gods Kill. They're from Los Angeles. They call themselves the End of the Music, End of Music as we know it. And their debut album, We Are the End, out summer 2012. And they also like All Shall Perish, Meshuggah, and The Acacia Strain.
Arrive, the sky. answers. Just lies we seek.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are...
Foundry Road!
And you can find us at...
FoundryRoad.com.
And you're listening to...
IRC FM!
Yeah!
You're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 31. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode, a bit of a celebration of 30 continuous weeks of IRC FM Metal Monday. The last track that we heard was from, I think they're Brazilian or Argentinian band, The Element, with their song Hope Departed. Prior to that, we heard a couple of Kiwi metal bands, Heathen Eyes with their song Jaded and Scafist with their song Glorious Judgment. And to open that set, Drunker Than You by Decrepit Sun. Haven't been drunk at many metal gigs, but when I have, oh boy, have I felt it. Decrepit Sun are an intense, savage wave of extreme Aussie heavy metal. They come to us from Melbourne. They say, remember when pain held me in place, made to the slave, limited potential, untold the screams, the silence in shrieks, how lovely it seems to reminisce on my chassel. They've been described as fresh, deaf, melodic groove metal. Altogether, it's an interesting mix, as you would have heard. While their music offers a raw and unique adaptation of these styles, the sheer diversity and texture of their influence proves to create much more. Since 2003, Decrepit Sun have evolved into a vicious five-man attack of audio hostility. Their debut EP was released in 2010, called Ten Knuckle Taunt, and their new album, which is coming out, that you'll be able to get very soon, is called Violent Aggressive. That was Decrepit Sun from Melbourne. Then we heard from Scafist, who come to us from New Zealand, courtesy of Black Frog Management. Their band's name and Persian influence comes from an ancient Persian method of execution where the condemned was tied to a boat, smeared with milk and honey, and forced to consume milk and honey to induce chronic diarrhea. Then they proceeded to die from any of the following: blood loss, starvation, septic shock, heat stroke, and dehydration. They're working on a new album as we speak, which will be out later on in the year. And the track that we heard from them was called Glorious Judgment. Just in time for New Zealand May Metal Month, you'll be able to get that single in May. Their debut album is coming out at the end of 2012. Then we heard from Heathen Eyes, who I got to see recently when they were in Australia. Unfortunately, the band members are now going their own separate ways on different projects, and so the band as we know it are no more. I'm just hoping that's not going to be a curse, because there's two bands that I've interviewed relatively recently that have basically imploded not long after the interview. But then again, that's music, these things happen, and the guys are going to be doing separate projects, so I'll be able to feature even more Kiwi metal, so that, I suppose, will be a benefit. Heathen Eyes are from Auckland, and they were here for the Global Battle of the Bands, the Australasian Grand Final, which they did very well in. And the last track we heard in that set was called Hope Departed by The Element. That was sent to me via Juice Management and Promotion. I receive a lot of music via Juice Management and Promotion for my IRC FM International show in particular, but not necessarily a lot of metal. So when I saw rock/metal in the email from Rob, I thought, oh yes, I definitely have to feature these guys. The Element are a progressive rock metal act composed of musicians who use their knowledge as a tool to carve technique, feeling, and heaviness into their music. They began with their debut concert in Brazil, opening for Blind Guardian in 2002. After they received such good reception in Brazil from their first album, Mind Sludge, they decided to move to America in order to expand an already fast-growing fan base there. So then they worked on their second album and they're getting ready to tour. Some of their influences include Led Zeppelin, Van Halen, Pink Floyd, Rush, Supertramp, Iron Maiden, Deep Purple, Pantera, Metallica, Dream Theater, and a lot more. I actually watched the movie, speaking of Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden 666 the other day on cable TV. That was an awesome episode. It combined my loves of metal, travel and aviation all together, because they fly around on their own plane. Their vocalist is a pilot, so they can fly around on their own 757. It was rather cool. And that particular track from The Element was rather cool as well. We're going to finish up now with our last song of the episode already. Seems like a short show, but it's all good. We're going to feature some melodic power metal from Empires of Eden, drawing on classic influences such as Helloween and Iron Maiden. The new project Empires of Eden is a must hear for fans of melodic heavy metal. While many albums bathe in the hype of greatness yet fail to deliver the goods, Empires delivers 11 tracks of pure symphonic mayhem with irrepressible hooks and jaw-dropping performances. Originally, more than 20 songs were composed for the project, and 11 of those were chosen as the absolute A-list. So it was created here in Australia, actually, by guitarist, composer and producer Stu Marshall from Dungeon and Pain Division, and they joined forces with some of the world's most talented metal artists to create epic melodic power metal. And so if you have a look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 vocalists mentioned. And what they basically did for that was that they wrote the music based on who was going to doing the particular vocals for that particular song. So to finish up, here is Empires of Eden, courtesy of Rock and Growl Management. This is Hammer Down.
Left you alone.
Hope you've enjoyed the metal here on Irk FM Metal Monday. If you're a band and you would like your music featured, go to the website irkfmmetalmonday.com or send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com, irkpod@gmail.com, and you can have your metal featured here on Irk FM Metal Monday. It doesn't matter to me what style of metal or hard rock it is, I will willingly feature it. Doesn't matter if you're from Australia or beyond. I'll be back next week with more great metal. I think I'm going to have to go back to the metal archives and try and find some more bands. So many bands there, but the secret is to find the ones that are still active so I can contact them. On this episode, we have heard from Cry for Eden, Deliverance We Pray, Deprivation, Ares, All Gods Kill, Decrepit Sun, Scaphist, Heathen Eyes, The Element, and Empires of Eden. Thank you to the artists who supplied me music directly, and also thank you to Black Frog Management, Juice Management and Promotion, and Rock and Growl Management for supplying me with some awesome tracks as well. If you haven't had enough of metal, go out and check out my buddy Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, darkcompass.com/metal, and you can listen to some more great metal over there. And if you like to read as well as listen to metal, check out mysticmetal.com.au for written reviews, gig guides, and a whole lot more. And I'm hoping to be able to get a hands on a copy of Heavy Magazine, which is a new magazine here in Australia based on Australian heavy metal. I haven't seen a copy of it yet to actually turn the pages, but I'm looking forward to that. As always, the music on the episode is supplied either directly via the artists or under agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. As Dead Man might say, get off your ass and get to a gig. Hope to see you at a gig soon if you're in Sydney. So many gigs on lately, I don't know which one to go to. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com. Don't hate me because I'm metal. Good night, Ainsweb. Thank you, Motors.